What's up, everybody? You know what time it is. It is 8 o'clock on Monday night. You can't start the barbecue week without starting it on Monday. So
that's right.
Let's go. Coming to you live from the Uncle Steve Shake Studios in Center Bonstead, New Hampshire. Uncle Steve, man, what can I say? Incredible guy, incredible products. Right there, see, representing 16 amazing flavors, the original, the Gator Shake, the competition line, the dessert shake, the new magic ribs, and oh, don't forget, the sauce with no name. Uncle Steve uses the freshest ingredients. When you get an order, it was probably bottled couple days before it got sent out to you. He strives himself on that. Customer service is impeccable. You email him, he's emailing you back. You call the number, he's going to call you back, or he's going to answer the phone. There's no middleman. You go right to the source with Steve. Yeah, incredible stuff. Check him out, Uncle Steve Shake. com, and on Facebook, check out Uncle Steve Shake Nation for all the latest and greatest news, cooks, recipes, anybody using Shake, catch all that coverage right there, Uncle Steve Shake Nation. Uncle Steve Shake, shake some on everything. Tonight also brought to you by Joe's Meat Market. Guys and girls, Joe's Meat Market, it is the diamond of Roy City, Texas. Gabriel and his crew do an outstanding job with the meat department, freshest cuts, custom cuts available. They'll work with you, whatever you're looking for. Gabriel and his crew will take care of it for you. He has turned this into a one-stop shop. You have the meat department, fresh daily produce coming in every day. You need rubs and sauces? He's got you covered. He's got a whole array. Uncle Steve's, Big Rome's, Big Kano's, Smitty's sauce, you name it, Mad Max's stuff, and much others. Little hungry while you're there, you got you covered too. His mom will sit there and she will make you tacos. Get a nice, yourself a nice bowl of menudo. Sit there, sit a spell, talk some cue with the boys. It's that old school, old town meeting place establishment. And that's Joe's Meat Market, Roy City, Texas. Check them out. Tell them I sent you. And remember, Joe's Meat Market for the win. Let's see who we got. Obviously, Daddy Dutch, because he won't leave me alone.
That's good. That's Ken for you.
For me. We got Bat. What's up? Tom's Food Factory. What's going on? Yes, I Can Barbecue. Simon, what's up, brother? No. Simon, I was probably 10 seconds late. Dutch will argue that, but the hell with him. Judge Webb, Jeff, what's happening? Scott, what's happening from Boone, North Carolina? Welcome, brother. Matt. Brother Rick, Rick Galindo, what is happening? Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Randy Salinas, Big Salinas in the house. What's going on? Chris Rosinski, what's up, brother? All right. We got a special guest tonight, my good friend, Andrew Rogue. A lot of you for on YouTube know him as the Grill Sergeant. And we're going to have a great conversation. And what the hell is this? It's going to get a little tight in here, Andrew.
Let's do it.
Oh, look at this. He wanted to come.
You just had to let Ken in. You just had to let him in.
Check your phone, Andrew.
Oh, gosh. See, if whenever I go live, Ken is always texting me. Oh, don't worry, Kent. I will.
Johnny, what's up, brother? Well, hi, Dutch.
Well, hello, Mr. McGuire. Nice to see you could be within 15 to 20 minutes of on time tonight.
Hey, not bad. That was even with trying to plug a tie.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Not bad. Pretty good. Pretty good for government work.
Yeah.
All right. Nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah, you know, it's a little warm here today. I thought, you know, let's wear something nice, light.
Light, a little Caribbean nice feel. I can dig it. All right. Brass tacks time, boys. Let's get into it. Andrew, for anybody who doesn't know you, please give them, what are you sitting on?
A little Voodoo Ranger. It's a little Tropic Force. Imperial, yep. Hazy IPA does the job. It's good. Rick's had some. He likes it.
Yeah, good. We actually had some. When was it? It was at that first competition last year, the Grand Championship. It was in same weekend at we were at the Budweiser plant in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and the same weekend was with the Bacon and Beer Festival. So the Bacon and Beer was Saturday. Our turn-ins were on Sunday. And we did a People's Choice for the festival on Saturday. And they had like 30 different breweries all lined up, and Voodoo Ranger was one of them.
Nice.
Good stuff there.
Yeah, boy. Not too bad.
Pretty good. Yeah. All right. I saw the beer, so I had my squirrel moment. So that's out of the way.
Squirrel.
Tell everybody about you. You know, who is Andrew? How did you get into this wonderful, crazy world called barbecue and grilling?
Great question. I'm still trying to figure that out as well. It was probably about 5 years ago or so. I had a buddy. He was moving out of town, and I'm just, you know, helping him load up a trailer. And he points to like a gas grill that he said he converted and he uses it as a smoker, whatever. He's like, I can't fit this in my trailer. Do you want it? And I, you know, I take the cover off, and it was a old school Weber Genesis, like 2200 or something like that. It basically had like the wood slats on the side and on the bottom. And to me, I thought like, ooh, a red top lid and then wood slats on the side, kind of had like a 70s retro, you know, look to it. At the time, I was really into woodworking, and to me, I kind of saw it as like, this would be a fun woodworking thing. Didn't really know how to grill, didn't know how to barbecue, I didn't even know how to light up a bag of charcoal. So all that being said, you know, I put kind of a few weeks into restoring this grill, you know, throwing all the things at it, new burners, the whole nine thing. Anyway, so once I get this done and I post it, Weber reposted on their Instagram, basically like, this is what it looked like out of our showroom floor in the 80s or something like that. Like it was done so well. So a lot of Weber, you know, usually people that love Weber, you know, I mean, I have a 1973 Weber behind me. If you're a fan of Weber, you're going to have a bunch of kettles and whatnot. So kind of the whole Weber head community, you know, they reach out, and a few of them were even giving me parts that had like broken on it. And they're like, hey, I got a spare parts in my backyard. And I'm like, well, okay, let me pay for shipping. They're like, it's all good. You know? And I'm like, man, these barbecue people are like really cool people. And so anyway, so I did a few cooks on it, and everyone was posting like charcoal cooks. And I'm like, me being naive, is charcoal that much better than gas? And then people are like, dude, get yourself a kettle, and the rest is kind of going to be history. So anyway, get myself a kettle, light up some charcoal, do some ribeye steaks, and you know, my mind is blown. And then it's like, now it's like your whole life's journey is, we got to cook everything we can ever think of on charcoal, and just to, you know, see what new flavors come about. Anyway, I was playing around with some slow motion footage while I was cooking on the kettle, and I had put it to Facebook, and my one buddy who he was a producer at CBS. He was like, dude, this quality footage is something that you should maybe even look to pitching to Weber. Like, this is quality. You know, I was using a nice camera, whatnot. I used to work in the film industry. And I was like, huh, okay, well, whatever. I mean, maybe I'll play around with something. And then it was at that time I had a buddy. He was doing like a YouTube channel. His things was about cars. And he's like, dude, you should just pick something. Get into like backyard grilling. Or it was just kind of just random. Like, hey, if you... You know, and so I was like, all right, I'll pick that. And it was more of starting it with a documentary, of starting a YouTube channel with the idea of it's going to be like a journal, and it's to kind of see the progression of like, I don't know what I'm doing, to let's try to figure some stuff out. And it's kind of funny, me and a coworker were playing around with some channel names, and we were first like, oh, imagine being either a grill sergeant and you're like yelling at your barbecues and kind of like that whole like route, or the other one would be Grill Cosby, and I'm glad I didn't go that route. So yeah, we pretty much started with Grill Sergeant, and the irony is in all of that, didn't really know how to cook or, you know, barbecue per se, but definitely learned a lot. I mean, Ken, I'd call Ken every other day, and he'd be like, all right, here's how you're gonna do some ribs, and he would walk me through like step by step of how you do ribs and what a snake method is, and that was pretty helpful. And then it was, so my channel was more 80% comedy, 20% mm-hmm. how to cook, because I'm like, you know, you got to fill in where you lack. So I'm like, all right, I know how to, you know, goof around. That's, you know, something I can't stop. So it was kind of like, just, you're trying to find your niche as a YouTuber. So it's like, all right, you know, everyone's like so serious and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I know how to drink beer and goof off. And it's like, okay, let that be, you know, kind of something. And then the pandemic hit, and I think all of us, we saw our channels kind of just rise up, because now everyone everywhere is locked down, and it's like, how do I grill from home? And so, yeah, we were pretty much in a lockdown for like a year or two. And by the time the film industry was like, you can come back to work, I'm like, eh. Kind of like having fun doing this YouTube thing. So we were able to do kind of like a split thing. And then now, yeah, now we're just doing it full time. So it was about, I want to say 2 years ago, I went to take a surprise trip to Texas to surprise Jared from Frack Daddy Barbecue, and then Rick from Rick's Barbecue and Specialties. You know, when you do YouTube, you meet so many friends. And then the funny thing is, most of the time you never meet until you actually get to meet, you know, so, you know, through either like, oh, let's meet up in Houston or this or that, or there you go.
Rick, or sorry, I got a couple questions for you, Andrew. But
all right, you got it.
The things I was looking for, I was scrolling through your channel. I was trying to find a picture on your channel.
The finger?
No, of that red Weber.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for, because if you haven't seen that, you need to check it out, because he did an amazing job.
Actually, I think I have it. You know what's funny is I just showed someone the other day. I think I have it on my phone really quick. But yeah, that was a pretty cool, little, actually I have the picture right here. Let me see if it will come up in here. There
so, you are. Yeah.
Yeah. So the, basically the handle, the wood slats underneath. Yeah. Just had that with that beautiful red. Actually, it's, if I can find the before photo, it was horrible. And I was like, man, if you just do a wax job. And then someone told me like, hey, here's how you bring the emblem back from just being corroded and nasty. Yeah. And so just kind of just slowly, just, you know, over a few weeks, kind of brought it back to life. But yeah, that was definitely a fun project. And yeah, definitely. But it was kind of cool. It kind of showed me the, you know, the barbecue community, in that, man, these are a bunch of cool people. And just like other, you know, especially at Facebook on the time, everything's so like political and so fighty, and oh, I need to know your values and I need to know what you believe in and how you vote. And it's like the barbecue is like, hey, good food is good food. And I'm like, this is the secret. Like, this is the community to be in, and no one bickers and like, usually there's very little drama within the barbecue community. So yeah, just that's kind of, you know, why, you know, I like it and, you know, enjoy it. So, but yeah, I came out here 2 years ago to say hi to Jared and Rick, and I didn't realize how beautiful Texas was. I thought Texas was like cowboys and, you know, tumbleweeds and just like barren and, you know, And then you come out and you're like, oh my God, it's green and beautiful. And so, yeah, so we had made the move out about 2 years ago and decided just to start doing YouTube full time. And it's been fun.
Yeah. And, you know, from what the boys tell me is when they all, you know, met you for the first time, they're like, huh, from California. And he looks perfectly normal. You know?
I mean, yeah, around here, we don't say the C word, but yeah, pretty much. I mean, what's funny is when you get to Texas, you're like, oh, yes. There's something that within your soul, you're like, you feel at home and you feel like this is how it's supposed to be. Like in LA, neighbors wouldn't talk to you. Out on the street, no one would talk to each other. If you did, it would be like, whoa, what are you talking about? Like, it just has this weird, weird thing. And it doesn't feel right. Like if you see a neighbor in need, you go out and help. It's like, it's in your blood, you know, to do. And you don't have to say, hold on, I'll help you, but I need to know who you voted. Like, who cares? It's like, go out. Yeah. And so coming to Texas, it's like all the neighbors come out. Hey, we've been waiting for you. How's it going? This and that. But the one thing is when you meet someone, and of course everyone talks here, it's like, oh, where'd you move from? You're like, I'd rather not say it. Yeah. Cause you automatically know, they're like, oh, you're from California. You're probably going to ruin the state. It's like, no. And the line I use is I tried to Texas my California and that didn't work. So I decided
that's
just
right.
To
that's right. Brilliant. Brilliant. NBL. What's up, Tim Rogers? What's up, brother? And then brother Rick. And then he moved right to how to barbecue the right way.
You know what? Because Andrew went to Chef Johnny's house and not Rick's. That's why.
That's right.
Well, then Tom is already going to start it. All right. Okay. This is actually a good question. Seeing, you know, originally from the C word and now in Texas.
The answer is beans are great, but they do not belong in chili. Sorry, that's just.
Well, Andrew, thank you for joining us tonight. That was
all right. See you later. Bye. Hey, Ken, you can take over. Here you go. Here's my beer.
I'm with Johnny. You're on. So
hey, well, here's the funny thing about that is one. To be honest, I don't care. It just I love that Texans get so riled up about that. And in fact, I actually have a script for a video about it's called the video title, whenever it comes out, because we just need to film it. I already have cast in the whole nine yards. It's going to be called The Original Texas Sin. And it's literally about a man's attempt to try to put beans in chili. And like, you know, it's this whole ordeal of every time he tries, it gets shot out of his hand or something. He's just like, he's just trying to enjoy his bowl of chili with some beans. Oh boy, here comes Chef, Mr. All Hat and No Cattle. Good luck.
Hey. Get so riled up. So
you gotta go back. And Chef had a collab a few years back with Backwoods Gourmet Cooking. They were doing a chili collab. And Chef's out there over the open fire. He's underneath the mesquite tree out there in the backyard of the where they're at. And then he comes up with the beans. And Chef goes, you didn't really think I was going to put these in my chili, did you?
Nice.
So that's they awesome. Pour through the video. They kind of edited together. It's a good video to watch. So.
That's funny. That's awesome.
Now, Andrew, you know, a lot of you do a lot with the weapons. But you also do a lot with showing off other grills and cookers.
Yes.
You know, how did that evolve channel wise? Because right now you are currently sitting at 95,700 subscribers. Wow. So you're doing something right. So, you know, how did the evolution of the channel from, you know, because you kind of do everything. You do the cooks. You show the restorations. You show a demo and an unboxing of a, you know, ABC pellet cooker or this type of pellet smoker and, you know, things. So how did that evolution come about?
So it's kind of funny. So I would say the evolution from that, when I actually started seeing like a little uptick and like, oh, maybe this is kind of a direction to go into, was you know, we're all in it. We're all making content. We're making videos and stuff like that. And I'm cooking on Weber, like cooking up a storm. I love, you know, huge Weber fan. And it was when Weber announced the Weber Smoke Fire. And it's like, ooh, like something new. And so for me, you know, I like, you know, doing, you know, grill reviews and stuff like that. But at a time for a small channel, you know, just to, you know, you can get to a point now where it's just like, you know, companies will just send you the little throng, you know, products at you. Whereas back in the day, you're trying to, you know, get a channel started all out of pocket. And you're, you know, you're, oh, okay. You're putting down like deposits and how much is this grill? How much is that grill? This and that. I remember just at the time, I really wanted to get a Spitfire or the Weber. The Weber one, the Smoke Fire, which what's funny is they had so much issues with that initial smoker that I was like, man, I'm glad I kind of dodged that bullet. But anyway, so I remember going into it and I had this kind of epiphany, whereas this is going to be my first, you know, pellet smoker. And I was just looking at kind of the analytics of like, hey, you know, kind of like when people are new to barbecue, what are they looking into getting? And most of them were actually going towards, you know, pellet smokers and stuff like that. And I really wanted to get the Weber, but then I also kind of took into consideration, usually when people want to get into the sport, they're not looking at the high-end models. They're looking like, what's the cheapest I can get into the sport? So I remember going, and I made a video about this to see if maybe this kind of like a vlog style, like maybe this would be fun. Like we're going to go to three, you know, kind of box stores, and we're going to go to Walmart, Lowe's, and Home Depot. We're going to check the barbecue aisles. The cheapest like pellet smoker there, I'll buy. Like, don't care what brand it is. If a Traeger's on sale, it was going to be Traeger, if you know, whatever. So I'm looking around at Home Depot. They had a Traeger and it was like, actually, it was a really good deal. It was some Traeger and it was like $3.99. I remember going to Lowe's and they had this vertical Pit Boss pellet smoker for $3.79. I was like, this is the cheapest one. So we're going to get it. And then basically, if someone's trying to get into the sport for the cheapest amount, all right, this might appeal to them. So anyway, I cook on it. And I realized one, I was like, that was actually pretty cool. Just, you know, it's small learning curve, but actually it's stupid easy to use. And then what I realized though is, you know, you put out a video and you talk about a pellet smoker. And normally with my Weber views, it's like, oh, I put out a video. Oh, cool. It got 100 to 200 views. And I would put out a pellet smoking video and, oh, it got 2000 views. Like the view growth was exponential. And so it kind of, and then I'd be like, oh, cool, that's nice. But let me do a reverse sear on a Weber kettle. And it's like 200 views. Okay, let's do a cook on a pellet smoker, 2000 views. And then it just came to, you know what? If YouTube kind of says, hey, there's already tons of Weber content on there. These are kind of like the Weber head guys. But there's this niche that's really no one's feeling. Usually when people are like, I'm a backyard barbecuer, no one's using a pellet smoker. I remember... And what's funny is look at Kent's thing right now. There was a time when Kent was live and he's like, don't tell anyone, but behind this curtain is a pellet smoker. And it was one of those things where it's like, no one can know. No one can know.
You know, we have another gentleman in the chat that was the same way.
And that's fine. Oh, yeah.
I believe you know our little friend.
I believe I do.
And who's our- You were talking, now this kind of segues into a quick question for you, Andrew, because I'm getting texts on my phones for questions for Andrew. Right, that was a Pit Boss, like Copperhead number 3, I think, the small cabinet style you got.
Yep.
Okay. Do you still have it, first of all? Okay, that's too bad, because then you can teach Rick how to use a Pit Boss properly. I'm just saying, what to do with these codes and blah blah blah. Rick's gonna be chiming in the chat any second now.
Nice.
Fine. So, hoping you know you could have taught him the proper way to use a Pit Boss.
Well, the irony about that, I remember when Rick got the same one, and he was for some reason he's having issues with his, but when he was talking about it, he was getting like 6,000 views on this video. And it's like, and I told him, I'm like, dude, there's something about these pellet smokers. Again, let's just, you know, like say it for what it is. I love cooking on a Weber. and doing all that stuff. So it's not that it's like, oh yeah, you know, people are like, grow up and be a man and use a real, it's like, it's not about that. I'm, you know, it's like, for me, it's, you know, you're showcasing new products, you're having fun, you're getting people into the sport. From there, I've had plenty of people, you know, reach out. I see it says, a guy from California have epiphanies. You'll never cheer it. You know what? And Chef will keep on saying that until he has this epiphany. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, exactly. So
that's funny.
Another thing, quick thing for you, Andrew. Okay, you were talking about your love of Weber grills.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you have, what you got, the yellow one behind you. You have the powder blue one.
Yep, I got the 26 blue. Yep.
And you have the black one that you did your Nobody Grills Like Sergeant music video with.
Do not have that one anymore.
Oh, you don't? Okay. No. Well,
I had it, yes. Oh, I've had the Weber Ranch. I've had, like, and I still have tons of Webers. When we were making the move to from Cali to Texas, I had to get rid of about 20 grills just to lighten the load and to come on out.
You can't say the C word.
Yeah, I can't say it, though.
Okay. Corby Simpkins, what's up, brother?
Doodle Q, they, I heard their names called a few times. Oh, were they in Bishop or where were they? No, they weren't in Bishop. Where were they? Heard his name called a few times this weekend. But
nice.
So, Andrew, can you please explain to us the proper technique on if your Weber kettle is running a little low in heat? How do you stoke the coals properly, Cali style?
The only way is to do it the way I learned from Kent, and you take a a lawn blower and you just blow it right over the coals and just have, you know.
If you have never seen this video. Okay, in between planes flying over Andrew's head out west, we'll just say out west, he takes a leaf blower and puts it by the grill grate on that Weber, and there are embers everywhere.
And this is a live stream.
Oh, yeah. It was hilarious. His wife thought he was going to burn the garage and the house down.
Dude, I what's funny is I was cooking in the front yard and you just see this tornado of fire go up and then, you know, it stuff's landing on like there's like dry grass behind me. I was like, oh my gosh, right? Like, we're going to die. And what's funny is, so when I flew out to North Carolina, what I'll do is go through my phone, kind of clear up photos. And I found that screen grab of, you know, like this tornado of fire. I was like, oh, that's funny. Like, it just, you know, it's kind of just, you know, yeah, just memories of the whole like barbecue journey. But yeah, so pretty much, you know, going back to Johnny's question. So pretty much got into pellet grills and kind of realized that, hey, you know, to see, you know, kind of video growth and stuff like that, to kind of just continue on with, I didn't start anything, Philly. Trust me, it wasn't me.
These boys will not go easy on you.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Wildfire, did he start that yet?
Yeah, thankfully, you know, I didn't start any of those. But the, it was just, you know, seeing the growth. And then realistically, you know, it was kind of like right at that start of the pandemic. Then it was just, it skyrocketed. There's a YouTube channel, his name's Kevin, called Comparison Cooking. And he put out a really good video called, like, I think like something like offset smoker mistakes. Like, here's kind of like how you get bad smoke and this and that. And that did crazy good for him. He got a ton of views. I mean, it was just, he went from, you know, like, you know, oh, cool, Grill Sergeant, you have 2,500 subscribers. And I'm like, hey, just stick at it. And then it's like overnight, oh, I have 75,000 subscribers. And it's like, oh my God, this video is blowing up. And then I text him. I was like, do you mind if I do a pellet smoker mistakes video? And he's like, dude, go for it, man. I'm like, that's such a smart idea. And so, you know, basically I put out a video, top 10 pellet smoker mistakes. And that video got over 1 million views. And that just it blew up. And the thing with that, though, is this is what I love about offset smokers is anytime they see a pellet smoker video, they have to chime in. they have to be like, first mistake was buying a pellet smoker. And it's like, dude, you are fueling the algorithm, which will blast this out to more people. So it's like, the more you try to put it out with your, like, you know, dumb comments, the more it blows up. So it was pretty funny on that. But yeah, so it was pretty much, yeah, just, you know, it was kind of like, I saw that YouTube was like, ooh, we kind of want to put you in this niche. Like, you're funny and people are researching pellet smokers through you. And then kind of, you know, so it's like, why am I going to fight against that? And it was just kind of just stick with it. So, you know, it can kind of turn it into its own thing. And lately, as of recently, it was kind of like stepping out, like, let me try, you know, a drum smoker for the first time, knowing that usually when I introduce something new to the channel, if it's not pellet smokers, YouTube's like, nope, don't talk about it. And I put out a drum smoker video and a few, and it, you know, views were crazy. And it's like, oh, cool. Then I was like, I got my first offset smoker. All right, let's test it out, knowing that it's not a pellet smoker, and views went good with that. So now it's like, okay, cool. So now it feels like, you know, it's more of a, you know, what if someone's subscribed to the YouTube channel, there's something for everyone. And it's kind of just, you know, growing at a pretty good rate. And yeah, just growing and growing. It's having fun.
Beautiful, beautiful. Marcel, what's up? Brother Steven, what's happening? Bam, bam. What's going on, brother? Oh, so, all right. You had gotten, like you said, we all start, especially with the kennels.
Yeah,
we build the collection.
Yes.
What does your collection currently look like in the great state of Texas?
For kettles or for all smokers?
Everything together.
So we got the my little Old Faithful right here. That's a 73. That's an 18-inch Weber. I got the 26 Glen Blue. I have the Weber Go Anywhere. It's that small little portable charcoal. Mm-hmm. I have the Weber. It's the 14 inch. I think it's the, that Tiny Joe or Joe Jr. or something like that. Mm-hmm. A small little one that they came out with. Bought that for my son. I was like, you know, I'm trying to get my kids into, you know, cooking and all things backyard. And then, got a Pit Boss griddle and then a handful of Pit Boss, pellet smokers. Got a Pit Boss barrel smoker, got a Old Country G2 offset smoker. Is there anything else that's back? Oh, and then, you know, the Monument grills, they just sent me one of their new gas burners that it's kind of funny on how, like, you get so far away from gas grilling. And then the other day I was like, hey, let's for a fun video, let's do burgers four ways, griddle, gas, charcoal, griddle. Oh, no, wait. So griddle, gas, charcoal, and like a pellet smoker. So burgers four ways. Let's do it. I do them on four machines. We all take a taste test. And sure enough, dude, just the gas burger was just like, man, this those got that high heat, those sear marks. And I was like, man, I had to like blow off cobwebs off the propane knob because I was like, I haven't used gas in forever. And this was just to like make an experiment. And I was like, there's something about just, and maybe it's the nostalgia of this is just, you know, you're in the backyard, your dad's grilling up on the gas grill. Here's a gas burger, you know, whatever. Like, and to me, there's always a special place for a smash burger. There's always a special place for a charcoal burger, but there was just something that had just that high heat, that juiciness. I was like, man, I gotta trust me. I'm a, you know, backyard barbecue guy, but dang, that burger off a gas grill was like really, really good. So what's funny is when Monument sent it, it's like, okay, whatever, like make a video about it. But then I was like, hey, this is pretty like, it's kind of funny that the stuff that they put into it, it's like, all right. If in theory, if you do want a gas grill in your backyard, you know, there are a few that are actually pretty cool to play around with.
Oh yeah. Interesting.
You know, that charcoal burger would have been better if you hit the coals with a leaf blower first.
That's right. Hey, I don't want to burn down my new house. Okay. The other house could, you know, go to hell. The house was okay. Here's the irony about that house. So we moved from a 800 square foot house and we spent maybe 2 months painting and just making this tiny little like thing look cute. We come out to Texas and then a neighbor shows like, oh, they literally demolished it, like plowed it to the ground just to develop on it. It's like, And then you're thinking, I'm like, all those cabinets I painted individually, take off, paint them. It's like the bane of your life's existence. And then it's just like, oh yeah, it's like, in theory, it's like, we didn't even need to do that. Like, if we just knew, it's like, oh man, I just,
yeah.
You know. So anyway, so yeah, coming out to here, you know, just you went from an 800s, you know, square foot house, 3000 square foot house. And so now the kids have room to run, and you know, it's just, it's a crazy ton better out here. And then I'll joke with my kids, if they're acting up, I'm like, hey, we will move back to California. No, no, no. We'll be good. We'll be good. So it's like, all right, I don't want to hear
it. All right. So they're in. Hey, Kevin Hernandez. What's up, brother? So yeah, the channel's great with the leaf blower. Let me go back to this for a second. I didn't see you do it. I saw Brother Rick do it, and I think he was using it on. Oh, what the hell is it?
The green egg?
No, it was on the Weber, but what's the one that's like the Santa Maria style?
The Gabby grill.
Yeah.
The Gabby grill. He was doing that, and he was stoking the wood to get the wood get, but he had one of the little handheld ones, you know, by like Ryobi or DeWalt, you know.
Yeah, he has a small one. That makes sense.
Yes. I go, that's awesome.
Yes. Yeah, when I saw that, I was like, that makes sense. I put the full-on, like, 700 cubic feet per inches, like, full-on, like, you know, as much air as we could put on this thing. And it's like, well, file that under. That was dumb.
It was literally a fire tornado.
Yeah, it was. And the way the kettle shape is, when the hit it was like, I'm like, oh my God, jeez. I think we either summoned a demon or something's catching on fire. Like, it's just, it was crazy. But anyway, actually, this is a good segue. I didn't mention one grill that I have. And this is kind of funny. So there is, before I get into this grill, there's a backstory to that. So near me, there is a barbecue little shop in Helotes, Lone Star Barbecue Pro Supply Shop. And that was kind of like just, it's 5 minutes from my house. And so I'll go up there. They have a beer on tap, and it's pretty much, you know, pour yourself a beer, shoot, you know, just, you know, talk whatever. Brian Crawford's the owner. He has a really, you know, nice history and competition barbecue and stuff like that. But his kind of guy working there was Dwight Homan. And Dwight, you know, is just, if you went there on any given day, Dwight's working behind the counter. And so, you know, just talking with him, saying, hey, I got a YouTube channel, this and that. And then he texts me one day and he's like, hey, I got my brother. He is going to be doing one of his practice competition steaks here at the shop. Do you want to come by and check it out? Sure. Zero clue about competition, and realistically didn't really even have a desire in competition barbecue, just because, from what I thought it was going to be like, it's that's not my cup of tea. A lot of people ask like, hey, when are you going to open up a food truck or restaurant? I'm like, not my cup of tea. And I feel like if I went that route, the thing that I love doing, which is backyard barbecue, I'd end up just hate doing it. Like, oh, forget this, dude. Like, once it becomes like a chore or work, once it feels like a chore or work, it's like, no, not in it. Like, forget it. But anyway, so went down there just to see, like, okay, it's kind of like you get a sneak peek into a world of, you know, whatever. And so I was mesmerized at like, oh, here's the process of what I do. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, how well do you do? And he's like, well, I'm actually the first Texas to get a first Texan to get a perfect steak score in the state or something like that. And if you look on the points leaderboard, there's people, again, this is, I'm just learning this, but there's people that will points chase, and it's like, they're going to every single event, and then they're walking. And it doesn't matter if you got first or 10th, all it cares about at the end of the year is, oh, I get to say I placed third overall and, you know, whatever, golden tickets and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, all that being said, I see how it's done. And so then it's like, okay, the steak's done. And I'm like, mind you, that's a beautiful steak. I'm like, you trimmed a crap ton off that ribeye. And I'm like, it's almost like a sin. Like, why wouldn't you just cook the whole dang ribeye? Like, there's so much goodness that you're like trimming off to get it into this like almost hockey puck shape. But anyway, I take a bite of this ribeye and it's like, mind you, choice grade, but your taste buds go through the roof and blow, like, super amazing. It was such an experience. So anyway, all that being said, there's in Helotes, which is again, maybe 10 minutes from my house, there's going to be a steak SCA event. And he's like, hey, do you want to come to my booth and, you know, kind of drink some beers and just hang out? I was like, absolutely. Totally cool. So do that. And the irony in that is, one, just from doing YouTube, you finally get to meet people of like, oh my God, you're here. And so there were some people that are like grill sergeant, and you got to meet, and that was cool in and of itself. But the competition showed me really that your guy on your right and on your left, you could end up becoming best friends for life with them, because they're like, oh yeah, try my steak. Oh yeah. And then, oh, they, you know, and so these people that you meet up, everyone knows everyone. It's like kind of like a big family. So it basically solidified in my mind, if you're into competitions, I get it. I understand it now. Like, that's why in my mind, I'm like, why is Kent driving all these miles to go to all these comps? And it's like, and then you do one, you're like, I get it. I could totally see why. Cause you, if you, even if you think about it, like, you know, it's just, it's a crazy expense to kind of, you know, especially if you want a points chase, crazy expensive. And even if you are placing first every time, it's still like, oh, cool. What, you broke even on this trip? Like, it's not like, oh, this is making me tons of money. You're like, the irony is, you know, the last one we just went to, the guy's like, oh, you won $2,000. It took me $3,000 to get my trailer out here. It's like, and you're like, what? Like, it, you know, it's just that, like, and I'm just trying to like process like how, what, how, you know, anyway, before I get into that. So anyway, so do that. Very, very cool to see the process done live. And then, you know, of course, you know, the guy I was with, Doug Homan, he ends up walking that event, and so it was just a really, really cool thing. And so anyway, so I get back from that, and there's one grill that I was given by my friend Scott, and he came up with this grill called the Spitfire Grill. And it was basically, it was almost like he looked at it as more of like a vertical cooking unit, kind of had a Weber style top where you had like this vent on the top. Mm-hmm. But what's cool is you had the charcoal basket inside and you'd basically cook above it. But the way, when you close the lid, you could also force air into it and you could cook below the charcoal too, which I've never seen done before. So this charcoal basket that it set on, it was almost like it had such a fine kind of metal mesh to it, where you could put hot air over it, get those coals screaming hot. You'll get up to 1200 degree F if you wanted to like cook a pizza or something like that, if you wanted to. Or if you're like, you turn the air system off, open it up, and then it just becomes like a normal, you know, charcoal kettle. And I told him, I was like, you know what? You should bring this to an SCA and you should cook on it, because you can bring whatever you want. Most people are bringing these compact cookers, and as long as you have some grill grates on it, go to work. And he's like, hey, I actually have custom grill grates that I have for this machine. He sends me some, I do some testing on it. And I was like, you know what, this will work. And so, you know, anyway, I say that and blah, blah, blah. A few months go later. And he's like, hey, Andrew, I signed up for a SCA event in North Carolina. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, have fun. He's like, you want to come out here and, you know, do it too? And I was like, you know what? I looked at the schedule, and usually it's like you have a busy schedule and there's things, and there's like that schedule is like, for at least for this past weekend, it was open. So I was like, you know what? Okay, let's just go and let's just have some fun and this and that. So anyway, so we start, you know, kind of, yeah.
That was this past weekend, right?
Yeah, that was this past weekend.
Hold on 1 second on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting here, I'm trying to keep a goddamn straight face, and I can't do it anymore. You do know you are getting crucified in this chat. What was the name of that barbecue store?
Which one? Oh, are you talking about, is Rick getting mad at me or what?
Well, you can thank this one. He started it. You think the leaf blower caused the fire? This one just the afterburners of a F-16 and just said, the hell with it. Let it go. Oh, my God. bitch pretending not to hear it.
Okay. Here's the thing. I visit Rick, and I will name drop here. I visit Rick at Barbecue Outfitters just as much. And Barbecue Outfitters is definitely, it's a cool store. And definitely they do like high-end outdoor kitchens, high-end barbecue pits and stuff like that. And Lone Star Barbecue is just more of that mom and pop, you know, like pour me a beer, let's shoot the crap. Like it's they're night and day different. And so he'll text me. He's like, really, man, you're wearing a Crawford shirt right now, man. Come on. And I was like, hey, if Barbecue Outfitters wants to send me a shirt, I will gladly wear a Barbecue Outfitters shirt. But it's like, I don't think Barbecue Outfitters will ever send me a shirt. So, you know, it's like one of those things where if someone sends me a shirt, hey, I'll wear it. If someone sends me a hat, all right, we're wearing, you know, Chief Firewood today, whatever. Like it's just one of those things. So yeah, Rick will, you know, me and Rick will always go.
Yeah, that started it all.
Yeah, Ken, you know what?
I'm pretty sure my account got hacked.
And then we go to, I'm trying to forget I heard that. Then who else here? And of course, Chef, because Chef's all over you after the whole beans and chili thing. So you're done for that with him. And he calls himself your friend. Oh, man. He's wearing the t-shirt, too. Oh, yeah. It's having an absolute ball at your expense, brother.
Jeez. All right. But here's the thing. It ties into the story. I mean, here's the thing. If I was hanging out at Barbecue Outfitters that day, the story would not even be, you know, we wouldn't even be on this live right now talking about an SCA win. So, again, and here's the thing. Me and Rick will go live at Barbecue Outfitters all the time. So, come on. Like, geez.
That's it.
I'll make it interesting and stir things up. So, yeah. So, anyway, so tell my friend Scott, hey, you should, you know, sign up for an SCA. And he's like, cool, man, I did. But he's like, I know how to put salt and pepper on a steak. That's about it. And I was like, well, yeah, that's going to give you a delicious steak, but you're going to score, you know, last out of how many teams, whatever. So anyway, so he's like, do you want to come out, look at the schedule, say, okay, fine, I'm coming. And so we can basically play around on these grills and, you know, figure more lies. there's Jared with the drama. So, I've pretty much leading up into that, he's, you know, like kind of like finding out more about the event. And he's like, oh my gosh, like apparently it's just a bunch of these world champions that are coming out to kind of kickstart this area. It's like, there's never been an SCA done in this point and everyone's encouraging this guy. So he's like, hey, I'll get all these world champions to come out here just to kind of help you kickstart this thing. And it was like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. If you're like, hey, here's two of us, like first timers here, like you'd want to go to an event like, oh, here's a first time event. And maybe you might have a few pros, but the majority are like, I don't know how to cook a ribeye, but let's have some fun. So we found out there was going to be a ton of people there. So I call up my buddy Doug and tell him like, hey, I'm going to be doing an SCA. Oh, right on, which one? And he looks it up and he's like, oh man, there's going to be like 41 like world champions there. Just, you know, and he's like, I know 90% of them. Like, and he was already telling, he's like, oh, I'll pre-tell all these people saying like, hey, look out for a guy named Grill Sergeant or look out for, you know, and then meet this guy, blah, blah, blah. And what's funny is even when I got there, it was like, kind of like, oh man, even just from being at one SCA in Texas, it was like, oh my gosh, I recognize already half a dozen people here. It was kind of funny on how SCA, even though it's, you know, like national, like you, it's like, since, you know, you have a handful of people that do it. So anyway, so Friday morning at like 3 a.m, fly out to North Carolina, meet up with my buddy Scott. And that Friday night, we do some practice steaks and just to, you know, kind of like, hey, let's get some practice in, which usually these, you know, these, like if you're a professional SCA, like a few times a week, you're doing a practice steak or at least once a week just to make, you know, your craft, make sure you're getting it down. You're counting the number of charcoal you're putting in. You're like, there is a level of expertise to it. I completely understand that, especially now after doing a comp and like getting your hands in it, like totally makes sense. That's how my brain works too. So we get out there and you see these like $100,000 trailers, like barbecue team. Like, and we're like, load up a pickup and, you know, we have a little canopy that we're setting up and, you know, putting out these, you know, grills. And it's kind of just like, hey, even if we're dead last, cool. We're just out here to have some fun. And I told him though, I was like, you will see your neighbors are going to be your neighbors are going to be your, you know, like you're going to be friends with everyone out here. And sure enough, like a guy next to us, world champion of so-and-so. And he was the one where I'm like, hey, where's our can opener? He comes, hey, here, use mine. And it's like, wow. All right. And so it's kind of like, again, to kind of show to Scott, like, hey man, these people are, you know, like, it's just everyone has each other's back. If they walk, we're cheering. If we walk, they're cheering. And it's like everyone's just excited. And it's a it's in and of itself. Chef Johnny, hey Andrew, take a breath. Sorry, I'm just trying to stay awake after being jet lagged. And I'm like, oh man, I'm excited though. It was a fun event.
Good. All right. We'll get back to it in just one second. Dutch, yeah. You said you had a couple there.
Well, Andrew covered one already, but I do have one from our buddy Simon at Yes I Can Barbecue. Andrew, if you recall back to February when you showed up to the rodeo.
Yes.
Is that the shirt hanging behind you?
No.
Andrew, no, sir. His big Texas shirt on.
That's right. Simon, the Texas hat on there. Got it.
That's the shirt hanging behind him.
Nope. That's just the plan. But back then, Johnny would say, oh man, that man, he's all hat and no cattle. And I'm like, now I can say, I am not, I swear.
That, so. And congrats, T3, on your first SEA.
Yeah.
Way cool, buddy. Here's the problem. There's only two spots to go up. You can only go down the rest of the way.
So that saying, there was a time, just to segue into that, there was a time when, so Kent showed me how to make ribs. I thank Kent endearly for teaching me how to do ribs, that, you know, it is what it is. And my buddy was like, oh, cool. I'm at that stage where you just start having kids and you're kind of more at home. Okay, how do I do ribs? And I was like, here's my recipe. Got it from my friend Kent. He ends up doing it. Oh my gosh, this best ribs I've ever had. Well, next weekend, there was like a small little rib cook-off in his area. You know what? Just for giggles, I'm going to sign up. He ends up placing first in ribs with this recipe that Kent gave me that I gave to him. So I tell Kent, kind of excited, because I'm like, dude, Kent, like, this is going to be, you know, like, this is awesome. And he's like, I am so sorry. I'm like, what? He got first place. He's like, you know what sucks is just that thrill of getting first place. Now, whenever you do a comp and you're like, oh, second, fifth, at least you walked, or you didn't even get called. And it's, everything's a letdown. Everything's leading up to like, oh man, you know, you're trying to get first, or you're trying to.
This is how I've learned from talking to everybody and listening to everybody who does a competition, barbecue, SCA, any of it. It's like you get in there and you do well, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got bit by the bug, and clearly we can see on your face you have been bit by the bug 100%. It's like what the hell did all the rock stars saying, you know, back in the day, you know, oh, we were chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
With the lifestyle. Yeah. You're chasing it.
Yeah.
That's what this becomes. And like and that's just part of it. But like you had said earlier, it's the friendships, the relationships.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
You know. How many friends did you make this weekend who are now in North Carolina?
Exactly. Well, mind you, the amount of numbers exchanged and Facebook, Instagram exchange and all that stuff, some of them were like, I would say even a more majority of them drove in from other states. So there were a few from North Carolina, And yet there, some are like, oh, I'm driving back tonight, you know, this state, this state, this state, this state. But then you're going back of like, you know, you have, I mean, the irony is like now you're Instagram friends with all these world state champion guys. And it's just like, oh man, just for the event. Yeah. Just for that event thing. And the cool thing is, and especially, you know, again, this is my first SCA. One thing when they, you know, you have the, you know, the teams meeting and stuff like that, they'll ask, who's your first time here? And there was maybe, I want to say maybe 8 to 10 of us raised our hand. This is our first time cooking. And everyone was just like, heck yeah, dude. Like, that's awesome. Like, it's like fresh meat. It's the sports growing. It's like, and realistically, you don't want to see the same. It's like, yes, seeing your friends over and over again, it's cool. But then meeting new friends is just as cool. And then a lot of times, like our neighbor, who's a world champion, he's like, you'd be surprised. He's like, most times if you're new and you're coming in, you do something just that much different when steaks, like whoever places first, everyone gets to name drop. I use this rub, this rub, this rub. And then everyone uses that. And then all the steaks taste identical. And then you come in as like, I don't know what I'm doing, but it's like, oh my gosh, it's something new. It still tasted good, but it's different. And it almost gives you a little bit of an advantage because everyone else's tastes the same. You know, you maybe have that little thing of bringing kind of a new perspective in it, whatever. But again, just, it was really cool to see that there were people's first times there. And then also to see that, you know, you also have 40 teams that are professional trailered out and, you know, they're like cutting in their van, like, you know, in their trailer and stuff like that. It's like, whoa, man, these people are like, you know, pros and stuff like that. So anyway, the joke part about this. So my buddy, Scott, he signs up for 2 appetizers, 2 ancillaries, and he signs up for steak A, steak B. So he's basically here, Andrew, you'll be steak B. I'll take steak A. And let's just have fun with this. Now the only thing that sucks is we ended up doing so bad in the majority of what we did, because while you're trying to like focus in this stuff like that, you have everyone like, what the hell are you cooking on? So if you walk around any SCA thing, you're going to see M grills. You're going to see Hasty Bakes. You're going to see PKs, maybe a Weber, but it's like, for the most part, it's like, oh, all these grills are identical. And then we're cooking on this like R2-D2 looking robot thing. Like, what the hell is this? And it's like, and so you would just get so caught up like, hey, in being friendly, let me tell you about this. Mind you, while we're talking to him, we're burning our appetizer like with 1200 degree heat. Like, ah, dang it. He looks at, he's like, Andrew, I burnt the shit out of your pizza. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, this is the pizza I'm turning in. And you look at it and you're like, well, all right, that just got ruined. And you're like, whatever. Like, and so we did another appetizer. They did prosciutto wrapped dovetail poppers. They were amazing. Like, we, you know, again, hand them out to your neighbors, and the guy's like, oh, if you're submitting this, this is better than my, you know, appetizer, whatever. So, and again, it's just like, we're doing our steaks, and then someone comes over and starts, it's like, dude, we got a minute and 15 seconds to lift the steak up. Like, it's either we're talking to people or we're going to be focused, you know, on the steak and whatnot. And again, it was just, again, if, you know, so anyway, we turn in our steaks. Really, to be truthful, I wasn't really happy with my turn in, but I did know that it's like, okay, when you submit a steak, they're judging on the upper half. The lower half is just a taste. And I'm like, thank God, because my lower half looks like crap. But it's like, all right, if they're truthfully judging just on the upper half, all right. But I'm like, oh, so anyway, so you're submitting it and be like, we, you know, we don't know how, you know what? That's the thing. You have to be creative. And I was trying to be creative and they burnt the crap out of my creativity. So I was like, all right, whatever. Like, it is what it is. I'm telling you, like, hindsight is 20/20, but I don't want to take too many wins, Kent. Like you said, you know, you want to have the next time. Next time I do an SCA, I want to win an appetizer. I want to walk with an appetizer. So.
That's normally a great sign when you don't like your stuff.
Yes.
That thing's true. How was your brisket? Oh, it fucking sucked. And it,
yeah.
First place.
Yeah.
When it goes smooth and you're like, I like what I turned in, blah, blah, blah. There'll be 35 teams, and you're going to be 30th in every category that you like. The one where you get that, you're going to get like a second, third place one.
Oh, that's funny. So anyway, so we, and then, you know, the fun thing about this being your first SCA is you have zero clue about like turn in times and when you should start prepping for stuff. And so here we are like literally speed walking. We're like, we have 1 minute to get to that judge table. And we're like, you can't run. And you're like, and everyone's like, good luck, man. Good luck. And we're like, oh my gosh. Or like turning it in just at the nick of time. The lady who I gave my burnt pizza to, she like opens the box and she does this with her eyes. She's like, it's like, you totally judged me, and you're not even the judge. You literally give me a ticket and you hand this off to the judge, and her eyes did not lie. I was like, wow. Like I'm just internally like, her eyes just like lit up like, oh boy, like, okay. All right. I don't even know if they're going to eat this. So it's like, so it's like, you already knew through that. It's like, all right, we don't stand a chance in hell. And it showed me the people that are doing it here. They're the ones that we're seeing, like they're using like these like tools and gadgets, and they have these screen protectors when they're seasoning. Like you got to take the craft seriously. And after doing it, I was like, it totally makes sense to do it like that. So this Scott right here, Scott Corbin. So this is the man who he will make these Spitfire grills in Boone, North Carolina. And so basically I got to hang out with Scott and his wife. And so, yeah, we were just laughing about that Scott's like, oh man, I totally burnt that pizza. And it's like, hey dude, it is what it is. Like, and then the irony in that is we burnt the crap out of that pizza. And when we looked at the scoreboard, we didn't even come in last place. So we're like, woo, like that just shows like we can burn a pizza. And then it's like, you still won't place last. So I'm like, wow. All right. That's pretty funny. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So you get turned in. You get the steak turned in.
Yes.
So then it's a little bit time to relax, do some cleanup.
So, right. So basically my goal was the quicker we can turn the steak in, I can crack open a beer and say, oh, to hell with this all. Like, it was like, you know, just so much pressure and to turn in. And right when it turns in, you're running back to that cooler. You're like, crack open a beer. Like, now you can just relax and you can go and meet all these other SCA people and shake hands and, you know, just, you know, where are you from? And just get to mingle and you know, tell stories and whatnot. And so, you know, then it's like, oh, hey, you know, it's 5 minutes to judging. And so it's like, all right. And so we go down there and so they have it out. And what I liked is they also did have a kid's ribeye cook, which after I saw those kids do it, I was like, dude, my son has to try this out because he loves cooking. And I was like, dude, you would have a blast. Just, you know, cooking with alongside other kids and just turning something in, and that thrill of like, oh my gosh, my ticket number got called. Like, that's a thrill in and of itself. So start getting called, they do ancillaries. And I was like, I know for sure I'm not walking at all. And, you know, it's like they go through the ancillaries. And I was surprised that our prosciutto wrapped dovetail poppers didn't do well, just because one, for creativity, that's through the roof. How they looked, it was amazing. Taste was really good. So I'm like, I am really surprised they didn't. And it turned out those got like, you know, like you'll walk at like 10th, those got like 11th. So those actually did have like a really good chance. And it was like, you were off by 0.021. It was like, so like those percentages are like, oh man, like that, those were so small. It's like, maybe if we just throw some, you know, Uncle Steve shake on it, it's like, oh, you went up 3 points here, whatever. So anyway, and then when they did steak A and it was like running through the gauntlet and you're immediately 10th place, you know, world champion, so-and-so, oh, you know, 9th place world. It's like, if they're already starting with the world champions, like, and so we did our steaks identical with one exception. My buddy, Scott, again, never done an SCA before. Didn't even like his whole approach was salt and pepper. I'm like, hey, let me season it with, you know, a way that at least this guy's doing it and he's walking and whatnot. Some, you know, let me just season it. But he's like, I want to try cold smoking the steak before turning it in. I just want to try it. We get last place. But he's like, I started cold smoking my steaks before I started cooking them. And it just brings this like umami flavor that is just, and I tried it out. I was like, it is really good. If you're keeping your seasoning simple, it's like a great little, you know, little like smoky flavor to it. It's good. if it's going to affect it because you're bombarding it with so much seasonings. I don't know if that's going to change things. So anyway, only thing different about our steaks, I wanted to cold smoke it before. And then it was like, well, if our recipe is the same and they're kind of so much similar, so he doesn't walk. And I'm like, all right, steak B. And I'm like, well, there's no chance in hell, because it's like, again, ninth place was, you know, first place world champion of so-and-so. I'm like, oh my gosh, if this first place world champion's going ninth, we're already, you know, just, I'm already counting it out more of just as the experience of this was fun. And it really told me if you were going to do this again, just because it's fun, you would really kind of buckle down and get serious about it. Count, like, kind of like have more of like, don't do your practice steak day of, like you're practicing weeks before leading up to the SCA and be like, okay, I already have what I'm going to do. You're not experimenting day of to be like, hey, let's just wing it, which is, it felt like we were doing. We're like, they also said, oh, there's a blue rhino bounty, which means if you cook on a blue rhino in some form during your cook, if you win, you get an extra $1,000 on top of that. You just have to. And so I was like, hey, and then he has a gas version of this grill. And he's like, hey, what if we sear with the gas and then put it with the charcoal to bring it up to temp? And it's like, and if we win, that means we get to use the blue rhino bounty. And it's like an extra $1,000 on top of that because you won. It's like, all right. And it's like, so it's like you're changing things day of, which is like, what are you doing? Anyway, all that being said, so, you know, they start calling the names and it's like fourth place, you know, like going up. And then when, so they announced fifth place is so-and-so, and now I've already written it off. Like there's, if we didn't get called top five, all right, it is what it is. And then they say, oh, this is interesting. Third place and fourth place got the identical score of 2-4, blah, 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 whatever. And then it's like, huh, that's cool. And I'm looking at my tick numbers and he says this, you know, 4-4-3-6. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the number. So I'm like, kind of, you become in shock because you're not expecting it. And you're like, there's no way. And then you're like, so it's kind of like, you know, like you're kind of, the adrenaline is now coursing through your veins and your brain slows down and things start going in slow motion. So you get up and most guys are like, woo, yeah. And I'm just like speechless, like, okay, I'm walking up and I immediately go up and they're like, give the lady your ticket, you dummy. Like, it's kind of like, oh yeah, sorry. I'm like looking like Joe Biden walking around. Like, where do I go? So anyway, you know, give the ticket. And then they say, oh, because it's tied, the cool thing about the tie is you split the money equally between third and fourth, and then you do a coin toss, and then the person who wins the coin toss is going to get home a cutting board, and then, but you get equal pay, whatever. And me, I'm like, I freaking walked. I could get 10th place. It's like, I don't care at this point. So I'm like, heads. And it's like, oh, it was tails. It's like, do not even care right now. It's just more of the elation of like, holy crap. So, you know, I get to say, hey, you know, Andrew from San Antonio, Texas. And the cool thing is Scott had put, we had shirts on that said Spitfire Grills. And then on the back, he had put the Grill Sergeant logo. So I was like, if everyone can whip out their phones, I turn around, I'm like, I'm almost at 100,000 subscribers. So I was like, if y'all can subscribe, that would be really cool. That would help. This video will be on YouTube. You know, kind of just said, you know, hey, I met my friend Scott here. He has this really cool cooker. And I told him we should try doing like an SCA with this. And then I was like, and the crazy thing is, this is my first SCA. And people were just like, half of them were jaw dropped. The other half were cheering like, hell yeah, first time doing an SCA and tying for third, like badass. And you thank your sponsors, you say your rubs that you're using. And then you sit down in bewilderment, like, did that just freaking happen? Like, what on earth? And then the cool thing is, so my buddy Doug, so someone is always going live to say, oh, here's the live results of such and such. So my buddy Doug texts me, he's like, hell yeah, dude. He's like, that's awesome. And so the texts start pouring in. Doug's brother from Lone Star, he texts me, he's like, bro, you heard you won, man. It's kind of like, oh my gosh. So after the event wraps up, everyone goes to our tent, like, what the hell cooker are you talking about? Cause it's like, here we are, we don't know what we're doing. We're just cooking on this pit. And then everyone runs over to like what the hell is a Spitfire grill? And then one guy there was like talking to Scott, the owner of the company, is like, yeah, you know, in buying one, you can get one off the website. He's like, yeah, I just want to buy this one right here. Like, just name your price right now. He's like, sure. Okay. Here's my price. He's like, he literally took it from our table and gave him the cash, put it in his truck. He's like, yeah. So I was like, it was so awesome to be like, you know what, that, to me, truly, I was like, I did feel like not like if you actually knew what you were doing, which again, I don't, it would be cool that you can basically bang out your ancillary and your steak cook on this one unit, just because it could do five. Like, the irony is, when he first made this grill, it was like a 4-in-1. You can use it like a Santa Maria. You could, you know, do cast iron cooking on it. You can use it like a charcoal grill. You can make a pizza. There's four things it gives. But he's such like an inventor. By the time I got it, it was like, by the way, it can do 9 things now. It can cold smoke. It can do normal smoking. You can do two pork butts at a time. I'm like, how the hell? Like, it just kept on morphing, because he's like, oh, wait a minute, you could do this with it and this with it and this with it. It kept on evolving. And so to me, I was just like, this would be fun to bring to an SCA. And it was kind of like, we just proved, like, you know, just having fun on it. Like, you know, I get to hang this, maybe, like, here you go.
There you go. Right there. It looks perfect.
Yeah. Here's the debate though. What else should go here? Maybe the 100,000 subscriber, like, silver play button that should be in like a month from now. If we just, you know, if you guys will subscribe,
just get rid of it.
Maybe here's the thing. This, I would say the 100,000 subscriber plaque here, and maybe like, we see that good here. Like,
get rid of the fat pants.
You think get rid of the fat pants?
Hide that down by the kettle.
I mean, all right. So you're saying maybe like here.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I like that. You know what? Thank you guys for helping me interior design my office.
Well, you know, if you asked, I would have, you know, gladly told you. And we got, you know what? We got to get Andrew one of these for $100.
Yes, dude. I would totally rock that. See, again, I'll say it louder so Rick can hear me. I will wear any shirt that I'm given. So don't be butthurt that I'm wearing, you know, Crawford shirt. So
I know a guy who knows this guy.
Maybe. Yes.
What are you, about a barbecue small?
Barbecue small?
Yeah, so you're a large?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we'll see what
Hey, Kent, have your people talk to my people. We'll make it happen, man. We'll make it happen. But anyway, just again, it was just such a whirlwind event. It kind of had mind you, I filmed everything too, but more of just like, not so much for the talking bits, but more of just like, I think I filmed most of it in slow motion. I did film like the award ceremony just in regular, just to like document it, but it was kind of more of like, I kind of want to do like a kind of like a narrating type of video, just to kind of give it like a kind of like an underdog. We don't have shirts. That's So anyway, however I edit this video, it's kind of just going to be kind of like a, you know, we're the underdogs here. We don't have a chance in hell, but we're just here to have fun. And then, you know, it ends up and everyone just cheers for the underdog. And it's like, and even still with that, again, phone blew up with just all the people from the thing of just being like, bro, congratulations. The one thing though is my one buddy, Doug. So there was like a guy named Jimmy Miller, I think his name is. And for a while, like Jimmy Miller, for some reason, there was beef between Jimmy and Doug. Like, they just had like this rivalry until they got to do a comp and they were sitting next to each other. And they're like, and then they ended up becoming best friends. Oh, there we go. Woo!
That's what I woke up to Sunday morning.
I was like, and you know what? Cause I was like, man, Kent would be proud of this one. Be like, from teaching me ribs 4 years ago to, it's like, hey, Kent.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
So
I couldn't imagine the smile on my face when I saw that.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Oh, you can imagine my smile on the face when I was like, what? They called a freaking number? Like, what the hell? Like, oh my God.
Yeah. All right, so, now don't lie. You've been sitting at the airport to come back to Texas, and you've been looking for more SCAs. Admit it.
Yes.
Admit it.
Well, Kent has something to say.
Oh, he's got to wait a fucking minute. Hold on. This is big.
No, go ahead. Time out. I can't do this. Andrew. Andrew, I'm going to tell you. Next April, they have a doubleheader with the wing and dessert ancillaries 25 miles down the road. You tell me what you need. I will have all the equipment there in a trailer set up, ready to go. All you got to do is fly in. I can drive 8 miles, pick you up from the airport.
Ooh. At the
Elks Club in Sioux City.
Ah, oh, man. See, that's something, man.
Last one here was 39 teams for the doubleheader from 14 states.
Woo! That's awesome.
That's it.
The invitation's open.
See, nice. This is how it starts, Andrew. And then I'm going to go back to my chat, and I'm going to say, Jen Lee, what's up, darling? And then, Andrew, this is how the other end of this starts. Jen Lee is one of the best promoters of barbecue contests in the state of Texas.
Correct. So
we're gonna you'll be doing some KCBS, some CBAs, IBCAs before you know it. It's gonna just come right by and go, what the hell was that?
Yeah,
that was the whole barbecue and grilling lifestyle rolling you over like a train, and you're gonna be happy to take every car.
We got to teach a little terminology, though. The tool he was talking about?
Yes. What tool is that?
Thumb grinder.
Thumb grinder. Wow.
And it would whatever your, like, is finishing
rubber. Yeah.
It comes out very thin, very fine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a T-steeper. But them holes in there are so fine, popcorn salt barely fits.
Yes. Yep.
Same thing.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I was.
You know, it's kind of funny.
You trailer, damn it.
One of the stories. So the guy Craig from Wild Hog Aces Wild, he ended up winning first place steak A, first place steak B, and you're like, oh my god, like this guy's like two, you know, like he looked like a wrestler, you know, two like first place, and they give him these big wrestling belts, and he's like, woo, yeah, baby, it's like, and the funny thing is, so one of his friends was watching him, so he's using the thumb grinder, as you say, so on steak B, he's thumb grinding it, the thumb grinder falls out, and all the seasoning dumps out onto the steak, like the total opposite of what you're trying to do. And his friend was like, oh my God. Oh, like kind of like you just, and he's like, fix it up. It's still going to be a good steak. And it's like, wow. And to mind you, what's funny is when I was seasoning my steak, like a big gust of wind came and it was like, and like it threw a bunch on and I was like, ah, dang it. Like this is way more. And I was like, basically, by the time I put it in the little tray, I was like, it's in God's hands now. It's, you know, it's out of my control. Luckily, and Scott's wife saved the day. I'm about to close the lid and she's like, wait, you have to take the twine off your steak. And I was like,
spring.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. You almost disqualified yourself before you even started.
Funny is I told Scott and I told Amy because I was like, I always do this. Take the twine off the steak. And I told them both. And I was like, please just remember this one thing because I cannot, my ADD, I will not remember to do this. And sure enough, I put it in there. Hey, that looks kind of beautiful. I go to close the lid and she's like, wait, I forgot you left the thing on. I'm like, so I take a little knife, take the little twine out. I was like, wow, we could have went from, you know, you had the opportunity to get third place. You got a disqualification because you left the stupid twine on.
And I have seen that, Andrew. We had a steak competition up here 2 years ago. The guy would have been second in steak, but he got DQ'd. He left the string on. Now, another guy, and I won't say his name, but was this close to getting DQ'd because when he clipped the string, it didn't pop the first time. So he clipped it again. And there was about a 3/8 inch long piece of the butcher's twine in his box. but his teammate caught it. And I would have been pissed if I got disqualified for that.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Yes. And so, yeah.
Because it was Steve that caught it.
Yeah.
He's like, is that Twine? I'm like, good call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a guy who got disqualified. It was either his chicken or his ribs, but he had gotten some sauce on the edge of the box. So he used paper towel to go across to clean it up. One piece of paper towel, probably about that big. You're talking less than a quarter of an inch piece on the side of the box.
Yeah.
Disqualified.
And the other thing you got to watch with your gloves, Steve Ray had mentioned it a couple years ago. Guy was wearing blue nitro gloves.
Yeah.
Went to clip something. Didn't get his finger, but got the edge of his glove and had, so think of your normal pencil. That little pencil lead that you write with that sticks out. Yeah. That big a piece of blue speck in his box got him DQ'd from one of his four meets and cost him a GC. He ended up fourth overall because he got DQ'd on one meet. If he would have got 25th in that meet, he still would have GC. So it's the attention to detail that can help.
Yes. Yeah. So again, shout out to Amy Scott's wife for just being like, wait, don't close the lid. You gotta get the twine off. And it's like, and I was just remember just being like, I and so it told me, I was like, I need to get a tattoo on me, like cut the twine or cut the string or like, you know, like how do you like remember that? I'm like, oh gosh, because by the time you're done seasoning and cooking, it blends so well in. It's like it's very, you know, it's not like it's like, oh, it's still a bright twine. It's all marinated and it blends in with the steak. So you live and you learn.
You mentioned Kevin from Comparison Cooking earlier.
Yes. Yes.
He's out barbecue logs. Okay.
He's what?
He sent out back in the day barbecue logs. What was the temperature? Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I have on the side of one of my cabinets, I have two magnetic clip holders. One with all the actual turn-in times and the other
one.
And the other one with a checklist. Is this right? Is this right? Blah, blah, blah. Because
yeah.
When you're in the middle of it,
yes,
yep. In a battle, let's say, little details, no matter how many times you've done it.
Yes.
Like, yep, I'm good here. I'm good here. And then you look at that list before you close the box and you're like, oh, crap. I forgot a step. And, you know, that's
yep.
A big deal.
So, and what's funny is me and Scott are writing down all the notes that you're saying right now. Like, wait, what do you, that is a genius idea right now. Like,
I have them hanging in my trailer.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, and my buddy Steve, who does the KCBS cooks.
Yeah.
We go through and he'll be like, hey, did you do this? It's either like, oh crap, I didn't, or yep, I got it, you know.
Nice.
But, you know, having that teammate there to double check you.
Yeah. Oh, agreed. Yeah.
Right. You know, is, I mean, it's invaluable, really.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. The barbecue journal. Yep. Got that too.
Yeah.
Nice.
There you go. I'm trying to remember Kevin's last name and I can't remember it.
Flattery or.
Flattery.
Flattery.
Yeah.
Flattery. Yeah. I got one or two of them journals in the barbecue trailer.
Yeah. It's a smart idea. Such a smart idea. I'm like, I have that. Yeah. I have that too. I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
But it's like the whole competition thing. It's like you said, it rolls into the, you know, with social media, the cooking community that we're all in. And, you know, you don't need to technically meet anybody. What I mean by that is you could go to a contest
mm-hmm.
and have not met,
yes,
physically met anybody there, and you're friends with half of them. And what I bring up all the time is when I came down to pick up the pit. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we had the pit reveal party. Other than my wife, my two kids, and my two dogs, the only person at that party that I physically had met before was Uncle Steve. Mm-hmm. And I technically physically met him 48 hours before that.
Wow.
Right.
You know, so everybody there, but, you know, anybody who wasn't, you know, in our group,
yeah,
any of the people from just in the area who follow Newland on social media and he's having a pit party, let's see what he does.
Yes.
You can ask any single one of those people, and they would have said that this group of people had known each other for years.
Yes. Yeah.
Hands down. Now, we did, you know, with all the lives and everything. Mm-hmm. So, we know each other. But that you actually get there face-to-face.
Yep.
You know, it's wild. Because even the kids, my son says it all the time. He goes, Dad, remember when we went to Texas and you met all your friends for the first time? And people sit and go, what the hell did he just say? Met all your friends for the first time? Then you gotta explain it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird because we go live and we have these video chats. Like, I mean, countless hours of video chats. And you know this person, you know, ins and outs. And then it's like, holy crap, we get to meet for the first time, like in the flesh. Like, dude, that's pretty cool. That is awesome.
Yeah, look at it this way. About five years ago now, you know, CJ and I had been doing shows together for two.
The hot seat, yeah.
And when John Martin came on, was the weekend we were out in California. I met CJ and the Bitchy Baker, as she's known now, for the, you know, face to face for the first time. Josh and Babe. Marion was out there.
Nice.
Tom Mowdry. AB was out there. I mean, we had a group of us out there.
Yeah. And
CJ, you know, we're sending stuff back and forth before shows, during the week, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah. And,
you know, I knew the guy. I just never physically
met him. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then it happened about 2 years ago. And, you know, I'm not used to being, you know, when you look at three steps, I'm not used to being the middle step. But the first step was right here because he's short. And then C-Mac, you know, when I went out to New Hampshire and met Johnny finally, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, no different when I met Chef. I would say no different when I met Rick, but he can't drive his ass from San Antonio to Houston anytime. For the last 4 years.
Jesus, the shots are getting fucking fired tonight, boy.
Well, it's Rick. What do you expect?
All right. All right, where the hell's that picture? I know I have it.
It's all right. I'll meet Rick someday. That's all right.
We'll make it happen.
So, I'm not Rick. Just saying.
But no, this past February, I finally got to meet Andrew. We've been talking for 5 years, at least. Back and
forth. Well, no, we met the year before that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
You were drinking too much that weekend. You were so caught up being tied in with like the Dovetail Cookers. They're like, yeah, I'm on the team, baby. Woo.
That's what I was told. Hell, I was pumped.
Heck yeah, you were. You were excited.
Yes, sure. Cool. But, you know.
Nice. There we go.
I make you nervous. Shut up, Rick. I don't boss.
Yeah, Dutch is rolling in there at 6'5". C-Max rolling in there at 6'10".
Oh, yeah. I still have that picture on my phone.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But, all right, so you've been bit by the bug. You're ready to go.
Let's do it.
I'm excited for you, brother.
Nice.
I'm excited for you. And like I said, it's incredible, you know, because we do what we do. We love what we do. And, you know, when you sit there and try to explain to people, you know, well, what's a competition? We go and burn meat in the parking lot. What?
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah. All weekend, where do you stay? There's my truck right there. You know?
Yeah.
What do you mean? You sleep in the truck or, you know, you got a tent, you're living high.
Yeah.
You know? It's so much fun. And
it really is, yeah.
You know, everyone's bullshitting the whole weekend and, you know, then it gets to game time. And then once the turn-ins start happening, it's all getting, hey, try this, how would you cook, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And,
I mean, it is interesting. Like, you hear, like, the camp will just get quiet, and it's like everyone's focused. Everyone's trimming. Everyone's, you know, doing their thing. And then literally right as the last turn-in that goes, you hear it like, all right. It's like that pressure of, like, it's on goes. And then there are, like, a few lulls of, like, oh, cool. I turn to my ancillary. I have 2 hours before the steak turn in. A little bit of breather, but then you realize you're like, oh, you know, time's ticking, and then back to focus mode. And yeah, it was half of it was just battling people, just trying to be like, what grill are you using? And you want to talk to them, and you're like, I gotta stick to times right now. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I will chew your ear off right when I just submit my steak, because, you know, we have 5 minutes to turn the steak in, and the string is still on it. So.
The ebbs and flows of competition.
Yep. Oh, it's a beautiful thing.
The wife and I went down to the Royal. We got there about 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Okay. So it's invitational day.
Yes.
Walk by Bill. Bill's outside tending to his drums. I said, hey, brother, how you doing? I said, I'll find you after turn-ins.
Yep.
You know, I met Carlos Calzada smoking Los. I got a little more time to talk to him because he was just cooking Sunday and not Saturday.
Yes.
Jason from Elite Barbecue Smokers. I stopped and talked to Darren and Sherry Worth.
Yeah.
I was Smokey D's. You know, a bunch of just metric crap ton of people. And I'm censoring myself because this guy's on here.
Nice.
I don't know if his kids are watching or his wife, so I'm being here.
Nice.
So, you know, you got to know when you can talk to people and when you just stay the hell back and leave them alone.
Yeah.
You know, like Bill, okay? Competition queue is what Bill does for a living. When it's game time, leave Bill alone.
Yep.
He's a lot like Andrew. He'll chew your ear off afterwards.
Yep.
But when it's game time, leave them alone.
That focus is like, dude, I'm in the zone right now. Yeah. No, I'll drink all the beers and chat it up afterwards. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. Which if I, you know, to the pros that did get it right, that was cool about having a trailer. You kind of like lock yourself away. You're in your trailer, you're doing your thing. You got your music on, whatever, you're focused. And then it's like, all right, cool. Now I sit outside in your lawn chair, drink your beers, talk to your neighbors. And it's like, oh, that's pretty. Yeah, that is pretty cool. So.
And, you know, the nice thing about SCA is you can have such a smaller trailer than like, for example, Bill's trailer. He's got three drums and a pellet mounted on the back.
Yeah.
You don't need all that real estate with SCA.
No.
So, like you said, you can go in there, trim, lock the door, and nobody can mess with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yep.
Beautiful. Well, beautiful boys. Andrew, congratulations. Welcome
to the club.
Watch out. He's got it down pat already. He's got it all figured out. Nice. But brother, I appreciate you taking the time, jumping in. And it was great catching up with you and great talking to you. And
yeah, thanks for having me on, man.
We'll do it again, brother. It's, you know, especially, you know, you're seeing you're on a hot streak and all. You're going to go.
That's right. Hey, I'll end with this. I was like, if I can get third place without having any practice, I was like, man, imagine if I buckle down and start counting, you know, and use a thumb grinder.
Hey, wait.
It's got to do something. It's got to do something, man.
Wait until this guy gets his first golden ticket for the world championship.
Woo!
I tell you what, T3, had that been in September, you probably would have got a golden ticket for the
But here's the other thing is, if it's like, say, you know, like, you know, you actually knew what you're doing and did a little better, a lot of times that golden tickets gets passed down. Oh, first place guy already has it. Second place already has it. Oh, here you go. It's like, oh, dang, you got the golden ticket there. Yeah.
T3, you probably would have got a golden ticket to cook in the world championships.
Yeah.
But it's early in the year and not late.
Yeah.
You know, Tyson from Kansas City finished fifth, got a golden ticket because the top four already had theirs. So.
All right, Kent, send me that info for when the next one is.
I will.
All right. Sounds good, brothers. It was fun chatting with you, man.
All right, boys. I appreciate it. Thank you all for tuning in. Great conversation with Andrew and Daddy Dutch for jumping in and, you know, kind of steering the ship a little bit before I get off track. did you notice? I still was a couple seconds late, just on principle.
A little bit.
But thank you all for tuning in. I have to go intend to trying to fix a goddamn flat tire. But until next week, keep the smoke rolling.